I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we have to handle other people's problems. Somebody's apparently got a lie in their marriage, and we're the answer to the...
Wow, I feel kind of bad for whoever's needs out of the situation.
You need us to get you out of this? You're kind of host. I'm guessing his name's not really Carl, and we are going to disguise his voice. So, Carl...
Yeah,
you are disguised. Tell us what's going on.
Well, so I've been married to my lovely wife for 3 years.
Okay.
And we are happily married. But recently, she's really been starting to kind of make the baby push.
Oh, she wants to have kids.
She really, really wants to have kids. And in my younger days, I was more of a Steve myself. And I actually had a vasectomy when I was 22 years old.
You did. You had the voice disguiser is making your voice sound really weird. So I'm going to translate some of this. You had a vasectomy I don't want to give away too much, but that's how a few years ago.
Yeah, it's about 10 years ago.
Okay.
A little more. So
But your current wife has no clue about that.
She has no idea.
How come you didn't? Why wouldn't you bring that? How come?
That seems like something that would come up. Or was she somebody who didn't want kids herself? How do you? Because this is kind of bait and switch.
It never did come up. And it's sort of one of those things like, well, now it feels like it's too late to tell her.
Because you guys have been married for how long?
3 years.
Okay.
When you were courting, did you both agree? Like, I don't understand why the kid talk never came up, because if the kid, if she ever said, someday I want to have kids, that would have been your moment to say. And if you didn't say,
yeah, now you're a D-bag.
You're the full on D-bag, dude. Yep. So did kids come up when you guys were dating?
No, and only in the sense that it really felt like both of us did not want to have kids. You know, she seemed like that was not something she was interested in. She never talked about it, made a push for it. It's really come on in the last 6 months or so.
So you felt like because she never brought it up till now, I really didn't have to divulge that information. Boy, she didn't ask.
You
I don't
two
have
are
to tell.
Kindred spirits.
Yes,
it's that
I kinda like
lying
your style,
by
Carl.
Omission kind of crap that you live your whole life on.
Well, and her sister, I think her sister is responsible because her sister has just had twins.
He said her sister is responsible because she just had twins.
Oh.
So it's that the baby fever is happening in the house. And so she is, when she starts to say, man, wouldn't it be great to have kids? What have you said up until this point? Or do you just go, let's go try? I mean, you, dude, every time you have relations with her at this point...
And it's under false pretense.
Absolutely. Yeah,
kind of, sort of.
Not kind of,
well,
sort of.
She's still on birth control.
Okay.
So she'll pull the goalie.
But you don't need a goalie because there's no...
But she doesn't know that.
There's no forward.
Yeah.
There's like...
You know what?
Wait a minute.
It's pretty remarkable that it never came up. This is a pretty big oversight on my part.
Carl, this isn't an... Okay. Here's my thing. You've let her be on birth control?
Well, it also regulates, I guess, a woman's...
Look at helps. You and your new best friend, Carl. What are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
Well, she's on it. She has trouble with her period.
Yes, because I've dated Kelly.
Oh,
had that too.
Oh, my God.
So she has to be on it anyway. Because Kelly...
Do
had
you smell that? Because that's definitely justification in the air.
No, I...
Yeah, no, that's... It could be something burning, but I think it's justification.
But like, you're right. She's been on birth control.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? So she's going to not be on birth control, and you guys are going to try and have a kid, and you're not going to be able to have one. And that's where you're going to have to say, maybe you need to get checked, honey, because
know he'll have to check, too.
But that's where, yeah.
And the doc's going to go, well, this scar on your berries is a clear indicator that.
Huh.
Carl, what are you going to do, man? When do you, like, what are you asking us? When you should tell her? You should have told her 3 years ago.
Well,
how do I tell her? That's what I need to know.
So you must be barren, honey, because we're not having this.
Dude,
it's not working.
Steve is still trying to place the blame somewhere. Carl,
and
dude.
I don't really want to go the Steve route, Slacker. I don't want to make her feel like this is her problem.
Right.
Oh, well, this changes it now. Okay, now it's harder to figure out
how honesty is going to get involved. That's where Steve's out.
Dang it.
And I'm only halfway in. Because I'm all talk, but when it comes to, if there's an easier way out than being honest.
It comes down to easy.
Right. I'm looking for the, Carl, dude,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. You want to do the right thing. You do want to do the right thing, and that's cool.
At some, like, I mean, we're going to get advice, but I'm just wondering how women would want to hear. It's like, no matter what, you almost have to put it back on her.
Yeah,
I don't mean in like that she can't have a kid. I think you might have to say something like,
"You said you didn't want him.
You always led me to believe that you didn't want him, so I just never offered up.
So I got snipped then. Just let's say you got snipped then after she said that.
Don't add another lie to this, Steve.
No, it adds a layer of plausibility.
It doesn't need another layer. There's so many layers already. To like the fact that he's like duped her this entire time, and you want to go like change the timeline of when he got it, that makes it worse.
Because then she'll feel guilty that he did this for her. See, now we put it back on. Okay.
Carl, or whatever your name really is. Like, we're gonna do our best to find help for you. And it won't be from either one of us. It's going to be from other people but dude, do not, if she does, like, I've pulled the goalie, you're just going to have to rip the, you have to say.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay. We'll see if anybody's got a better master plan, but brother, every time you relate with her and she's thinking she's getting baby gravy and she's not, you're a bad, bad dude.
But at least she's going to enjoy herself anyway. I mean, at least she's enjoying. Yeah.
I can tell by Carl's voice that it's not, I'm just kidding, Carl. You're a great dude. Hang on.
So can you reverse that? I mean, is after years of getting a vasectomy,
it's reversible, yeah.
But it's not guaranteed and stuff, though. Plus, then he's going to be out of commission.
Yeah,
he's going to lie about that.
Or he can just say, I got that done, and then we're going to go try to reverse it. But we can have the grown-up conversation you should have had when you were dating.
Right, but we're past that. We can't.
We are past it.
No more grown-up stuff. We got to.
Yeah, the second he called Slacker and Steve, the grown-up stuff went out the window. So if you got any solutions that don't involve grown-upness, Carl got a vasectomy, never told the woman he was dating. Now they're married.
And then she wants to start a family. So where's he at now?
And what does he do with that information? How does he break this awful news to his wife? Dano?
No.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, hang on. We've got voice disguiser on still. Go ahead, Dano.
Hey there. So I think, first of all, they're both at fault because I had a fiance for 5 years or whatever. And immediately early on, it was like, oh, I want to have a kid. And I told her, hey, guess what? I don't. So either A, move on, or B, accept the fact that you already have one kid.
Yep.
And call it good. Now, I'm a helping kind of guy. So if the girl wants to have a kid and she needs someone who doesn't have a vasectomy and she's hot, I'll step in.
Oh. If she's hot.
Wow. Okay. How does Carl fix this, or is his relationship doomed?
His relationship, it's probably somewhat doomed if she really presses for kids.
Yeah.
But to say, hey, look, you know what? I got a confession to make. Maybe I should have brought this up so I take ownership of not ever mentioning that I had a vasectomy. I just said I never thought you wanted to have them, so I didn't want to, I just never really thought to man up to something, a procedure I had, because never thought it was relevant.
It's not relevant because you didn't want kids.
Yeah. And if they end up breaking up, he got her best years anyway. So,
oh my God, you're so gross sometimes.
What do you mean?
That's just gross.
Kids are a lot cheaper with two, let's face it.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Thank you, Dano. Can we get some female perspective on this? Mel?
Yai.
Help.
Okay, guys, look, here's the deal. I think that it's admirable that you all want to give this guy advice to, somehow couch it. But I've been going to fertility treatments for 10 years of my 20-year marriage. And from a female's perspective, it is jacked up for him to not just come out and be like, if you want a kid, here's the reals. This is what's going on. I always thought that you didn't, so maybe it wasn't that big of a deal. But I'm telling you now, here's what. Because it really messes with your head when you can't have kids.
Oh, especially for a mom.
You've been trying for 10 years and it's still not working?
We finally did have a baby 4 years ago, but now we want another one. Everybody's always like, oh, second time around, totally be easy. Yeah, it's still not easy. So I'm just saying, like,
if this were your husband and you'd been
out there,
getting all those shots, and then he's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, the reason this hasn't been working is
I got snipped forever ago.
Years ago.
Yeah, bad idea.
Oh,
so
wow.
You think Carl's a bad dude?
No.
Like, okay, yeah, just rip this bandit. You got to tell.
Yep. I mean, yep.
And he's got, I mean, he's just, dude.
Yeah.
I know honesty is never the answer to OP. It's always the answer, but we never want it to be the answer.
Exactly.
But in this case, it might be his only choice. Tori?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. What do you got advice for Carl? Do you have? Sorry. Flustered.
Okay. So firstly, I would say, Carl, do not in any way assign blame to your wife in any way. Don't do that. It will get you hurt. Secondly,
you're saying don't Steve it.
Okay.
Then.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got
yes.
it.
All right. Don't Steve it. And secondly, just come to her as soon as possible, you know, and tell her, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you before. You know, I know that you want to have kids, and just come clean to her and then present her alternatives, you know, say we can try to get it reversed or we can try and with somebody else, you know, present her options. She doesn't feel like she's enclosed and hopeless.
Yeah.
But as part of the whole, like, I'm not trying to say we have to Steve it a little bit, but as part of the whole thing, like, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I almost feel like I'd have to say, I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but you made me feel like I didn't have to because you didn't want kids.
Right. And so, don't make it accusatory. Just that's a matter of fact, like, because that it didn't happen.
I wasn't hiding it from you.
But after you said
it just didn't seem relevant.
Yes.
Why? I don't need to tell you that I've already given away one of my kidneys to my brother because you have two healthy kidneys. Like,
it would
we don't
never
need to,
come up.
It's not,
so why,
it just hasn't. Yeah.
Well, see, and the only danger with that is that in the event, you know, say, okay, we're going to go to the doctor and get it reversed. In that event, what if the doctor slips and says, well, this was done over 10 years ago. That just leaves you.
Yeah.
Open to somebody being able to call you on your bluff. And if you've lied to her now for the second time and she finds that out,
yeah,
now you're toast.
After a while, you just get used to it.
You don't.
It just becomes easier.
Steve is just resistant because for the first time, there's no way out of it.
I know.
Honesty is the answer.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.